This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 15th, 2020. Today, Suzanne Cosgrove has a story in the newsletter titled, New Retail Interest Spurs Renewed Focus on Investor Education. The story starts like this. Equity markets are seeing an influx of new retail interest, with up to 25% of the market activity executed by retail investors on peak days this year, compared with about 10% in 2019, said John Zika, NASDAQ's Executive Vice President and Chief Legal and Regulatory Officer. The trend is pushing market professionals and regulators to look at comprehensive ways to educate and protect novice market entrants. During this time, we have seen some challenging questions, including about complex investments like inverse exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and options leverage accounts, said Lori Schock, head of the SEC's Office of Investor Education and Advocacy. We're a disclosure-based system in the U.S., she said. We need people to read and understand it. You need to do your homework. Schock was among the half-dozen panelists who examined the retail trend Monday in a NASDAQ-sponsored webinar titled The Evolution of Retail Investing and Related Obligations. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Mohamed Bourouissa, a French-Algerian artist, was awarded the Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation Prize for 2020 for the exhibition Free Trade. Bourouissa, born in 1978, was awarded the prestigious prize worth 30,000 British pounds on Monday, September 14th. The announcement was made during an online presentation by the Photographers Gallery in London. Today, the FT has a special report about Luxembourg as a financial center. Luxembourg is amongst the biggest winners from Brexit as businesses shift operations out of the UK. The Grand Duchy has built on its strengths in private banking, investing, insurance, and corporate lending developed over the past century. The stories from the special report have these headlines. Luxembourg among the biggest winners from Brexit. Luxembourg financial watchdog sharpens its teeth. Luxembourg post-pandemic stimulus should be sustainable. Luxembourg tries to shed tax haven label. Luxembourg strengthens status as offshore renminbi center. Secure, green, and international. Why Luxembourg suits expatriates. Luxembourg's older investors turn to robo-advisors. Shake up at Luxembourg's Cater-owned Quintet Bank. The long-term stock exchange is open for business. It actually opened on September 10th in what I would describe as the softest of launches. David D.J. Cook will be joining West Monroe Partners after graduation as a full-time software engineering consultant out of their Seattle office. DJ is one of my Eagle Scouts who went to the World Scout Jamboree in Japan in 2015 with the help from the readers of this newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of JLN. From Bloomberg is a story, tracking unprecedented food crisis brought on by COVID-19. The world is hurtling towards an unprecedented hunger crisis. The pandemic is upending food supply chains, crippling economies, and eroding consumer purchasing power. In a worst-case scenario, about a tenth of the world's population won't have enough to eat. Some projections show that by the end of the year, more people will die each day from hunger than from COVID-19. In the U.S., we are lucky to have local food banks to help address the hunger crisis. But those food banks need your support. The Food Bank for Chicago is the Greater Chicago Food Bank. One of seven people in Chicago will experience food insecurity during 2020. September is Hunger Action Month. You can donate to the Greater Chicago Food Depository at www.chicagosfoodbank.org. Also, look for your local food bank. Also from Bloomberg, at JP Morgan, productivity falls for staff working at home. A troubling pattern emerged as most JP Morgan Chase's and company's employees worked from home to stem the spread of COVID-19. Productivity slipped. Work output was particularly affected on Mondays and Fridays, according to the findings discussed by Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon in a private meeting with Keefe, Bruyette, and Woods analysts. That, according with worries that remote work is no substitute for organic interaction, is part of why the biggest bank is urging more workers to return to offices over the coming weeks. Matt Ramble had this to say about the story. This may be the exception rather than the rule. According to a recent study published by Harvard Business Review, the productivity of knowledge workers, people whose jobs involve the use of specialized knowledge, which probably applies to most of JP Morgan's work-from-home employees, has actually increased during the pandemic. While some aspects of work life, including direct management methods, have become more difficult, the study found that knowledge workers seem to be more intrinsically motivated. The top three red stories from yesterday's JLN were, 1, these five habits will help you stay focused all day, a psychologist explains why, from Inc.com. 2, was MIAX joins challengers to dominant U.S. exchange operator, from the Financial Times. 3 was the wildly popular trades behind the market swoon and surge, from the Wall Street Journal. As of this morning, MarketsWiki has had 188,008,871 pages viewed. There are 24,429 total pages on the site, which has had 226,017 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.